FGO Radio,
including our intelligence agencies, poses the most serious of dangers because our country is a battlefield.
We are at DEFCON 1.
All right, I guess we're on. That's a little quick on the uptake or the downtake of the intro music there, but you'll probably get that right at some point. So this is FBL Radio. It's fucking, October 9th, 2005-er, episode 9-er, and I am Mr. White with...
Malice Factor, and that's me. I guess.
Yeah, well, you did say your own name, so I guess it is you. And Big City.
Hello.
Engineering. Poorly.
Yeah.
Are all the mics on over there, man?
They're all on. I'm here. We're all here. Depends how close you sit to it. Why, do you feel on? Are you turned on?
You love asking those loaded questions.
I love that kind of humor. Loaded humor. Loaded question, loaded humor.
So.
Right, I'll stop that.
Yeah, you're definitely a noob. Anyway, yeah, so what's been going on, fellas, huh? Anything new?
I had a dream about zombies.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Zombie dreams are interesting.
Did you kill them?
A lot of them, yeah.
Did you eventually turn into a zombie?
No. I was met up with two people that I was friends with, and we were starting up a club to migrate to the south because the zombies were taking over everything and we had to get away from everybody. It was pretty weird. It was actually a very wild dream. I had it for I kept waking up, going back to bed. Zombies, zombies. I hate zombies, by the way. I really don't like them.
Really?
Why not? If I'm playing a video game and we encounter zombies or undead in general, I really don't enjoy it.
No.
I hate playing.
You're not a fan of, Resident Evil and that kind of stuff?
Not a fan.
No, not at all?
No, unless I have the unlimited ammo code in that game. I love that, then. With the chain gun.
You wet yourself when they jump out, don't you?
Personally wet myself, actually.
Yes.
Maybe personally wet yourself.
As opposed to wetting the person next to you.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Excuse me.
Welcome.
Yeah, dead air. Gotta love it. Yeah. So you guys been up to anything interesting lately?
You just asked
it. No, I can't say I've been doing anything interesting.
Big City? Nothing?
No, I
don't. Made some new sound clips?
I don't do interesting things.
That's about it. Well, we got some new hardware in the studio.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. AMD 64-bit box, man.
Yeah, that thing is pretty mint. We're actually taping the show on it right now.
First time trial run?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why don't you let the listeners know the other new thing you got in here?
The G4.
Yeah, tell us.
The Apple G4 box. Super interesting. It is. It's fantastic. Yeah, picked that up. Got that the other day. It's a 450. A little bit older, but it's replacing my Pentium 3 700, so...
Oh, yeah.
You know. But I'm definitely looking forward to playing with Tiger.
Yeah, you got Tiger on there already?
Yeah, I went out to the Apple Store. How quick was the install? Eh, it took a little while, but, you know.
Was it anything like Windows install? Or was
no.
It, they played
it was
like
all
a
like pretty
for you
and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you booted up the box the first time, there was like this whole movie and everything. But, dude, it's a 4.5 gig install.
Is that good or bad?
What?
It's huge.
Well, but I don't know what you're trying to tell me here.
There's tons of applications that come with it, but I mean, it's like it was like 3.5, 4.5 gigs. I was like, fuck. It comes on a DVD.
Damn.
You know? But it's all that free applications they throw in there. It's all part of it.
Is it a 12x DVD? Yeah.
It's not like with buying XP, you got to go buy like Microsoft calculator software for $50 afterwards, you know? So,
and you actually want to install those applications, too. It's not like a fucking Suzy install. You get, like, fucking 500 different database yeah. management programs that Dude, you don't want.
Suzy 10 came out, man. I'm thinking about picking it up
yeah,
for
that
P3700 that was previously on my desktop, putting that on there.
Yeah, so. The P3 might be able to actually handle that operating system.
Yeah, maybe.
P3.
I gotta figure out. How to work Tiger though. How everything works, man. I'm an Apple noob, you know.
Yeah, the dashboard.
Dude, I had to Google for like, you know, what keys to hit at boot for, you know, boot options.
Yeah, you have an option key now.
Yeah, command key. It's weird, man. It's weird stuff, but it's pretty slick. I got the new touch sensitive 2-button mouse there. For $50, but I went into the Apple Store. See, this thing is—I mean, it's a 450. You know, it's an older box. So.
Yeah, were they making fun of you when you went in there? Those fucking black shirt, turtleneck wearing.
All the dudes had nanos around their neck.
Did you wear your
what?
Fez?
The iPod nanos.
They had them around their necks.
Yeah, because they come with like a little thing so you could wear.
Yeah,
it
but
around
they were wearing
neck.
Them in the fucking store.
Yeah, and listening to them. I mean, it's the Apple Store. They had shirts that say like Nano on them and stuff. You know.
Did you wear your Rastafarian hat?
No, I couldn't find it, man.
Oh.
Did I leave that at your house?
Possibly.
I don't know. So, so I went in there. I dumped some PC-100 I had around here before I went over there. And well, first, when I got the thing, I booted up and saw OS9, which is just, you know, a catastrophe in my opinion. I mean, I've never used it, but it just doesn't seem... I'm sure all the Mac people out there will... You know, I mean, Tiger.
You, a former PC guy coming into the Mac world, the Apple people will never admit that anything that Apple ever did sucked
yeah.
to you.
But no, I mean, the operating system was always, I think, rough, which is why, you know, kept a lot of people back that. And, you know, I'd have to sell a vehicle to buy into it.
Exactly.
You know, anything newer than that G4 450. But, you know, surprising. I mean, I was expecting with all the, you know, the way the GUI is and all that stuff on OS X that it might be a little bit slow, but it's actually not. I mean, I put in like 768 megs of memory just because it was random sticks I had, which is why it ended up being 768. But, you know, and I went in there and I was asking the guy some questions and stuff, and, you know, Mac people are still...
Weirdos?
Mac people. You know what I mean? He's like, you know, do you want to get some airport stuff? I'm like, you mean like wireless stuff? He's like, yeah, well, it's airport stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, you mean wireless stuff? I mean, I understand Apple calls it, you know, airport and everything, but...
Yeah, there's too much marketing jargon in the Apple world.
I mean, hardcore
Or if Apple, you talk to them, they're kind of like, you know how it is, and your sucky ass... PC world that you're coming from,
yeah.
You know how like everything sucks and isn't optimized, and you have all these configurations from that shitty hell that you come from, and now you've been so enlightened. Now you stepped into our store and you're looking around.
Yeah,
you know that's how my experience was in that same Apple store that you're talking about.
I tried asking him about video cards. You know,
That's a sore spot with them, man.
Yeah. Because, I figured, you know, OS X, it might be open to a lot more options now than, you know, what Max previously had in the box I got. It's got an ATI Rage 128 in it with, like, with like 512K of memory on it, so...
Yeah, I believe I have that in my Sony laptop at home.
Without the screen?
Yeah, the one without the screen.
Yeah, so I figured, I want to try and get something a little bit newer in there, maybe eBay something for like $30 or whatever, you know? So I tried asking them about support, and I'm like, does it support, you know, does OS X support by chipsets or, you know? And he's like, you could just buy whatever video card you want. And I'm like, really? Yeah, as long as there's a Mac driver for it. I'm like,
narrows it down.
Yeah. You know? And I'm like, well, you guys sell video cards here? Not that I would buy one, because they probably all be like $500.
I don't know, right? For a Radeon 9200 card.
Yeah. And, you know, he's like, no, we don't sell them here or whatever. I'm like, all right. But so I got to try and figure out, you know, what the hell I can get for a video card. I got to try and figure out how to install Thunderbird and Firefox, because... can't seem to figure it out correctly. So let me just put this out there to, since we have a listener pool now that might be able to help me.
Fucking noob, you're asking the audience, dude, for help.
Dude, when it comes to this stuff, I'm a fucking noob, man. I've been trying to look, I've been fighting with this thing. When you get the software, it comes down in like an image file, and when you click that, it opens up like a disk image which has the application in it. You run the application right from that. It's whatever. What you're supposed to do is drag that application file out of there into the applications folder on the hard drive. And I did that, and as far as like loading profiles and everything for what Mozilla's FAQ says is there, I can't find it on the disk. I tried loading up my profile in that spots, and I'm just not, the profiles are not loading, so my mail's not loading up, my bookmarks and Firefox and yada yada. So...
Are you sure it's not working because you're not using, like, Apple marketing jargon to describe those things?
Probably not. Yeah, yeah, that's probably
why. What would bookmarks be in Apple marketing jargon?
I don't know. Probably, like, personal internet lifesavers or something.
Yeah.
But,
it's operator error.
Yeah, and I plugged my iPod into it, and that totally fucksored my iPod. So, because it's like your iPod... Good one, dude. Yeah, my iPod was, I had that thing, you know, installed on a, you know, I was interfacing with a Windows box before, and so the hard drive on the iPod was formatted, you know, with FAT, and the Apple's like, we can't access that, so you just need to wipe it clean. So I wiped it clean, and then now it's just, it's not working.
It's FAT.
So, yeah, FAT.
That's real FAT, man.
So that's all the new hardware we got in the studio over here.
Yeah, actually, you know, I still wonder how are we affording all this stuff.
Dude, I told you we can't talk about that.
One of these days I want to know. So one more question, though, about the Mac. Is it, like, user-friendly, man? You find it to be more user-friendly than
Yeah, except for not being able to load up my profiles.
Or Red Hat 7.4.
Then Red Hat 7.4, yes, it's much more user-friendly. No, I think it's pretty pimping. I mean, I'll be talking about it from here on out, I'm sure.
Right.
Trying to figure out stuff as I go along and, you know, whatever. So, but we got some email this week, man.
Yeah, we got plenty of email this week.
So, you got one personally, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
That was it.
Man, you gotta let that play through, dude.
Yeah, you gotta let that play through, man. You don't like letting clips play through, man? Why is that?
Because there's... You just cut in, cut out, you know. Plus the ending. I'm just gonna chop this part of my hand off. See, I don't like the whoa, that was cool part. I don't like the whoa, that was cool.
Okay. All right. You don't have to like it, dude.
You're the engineer, man. You can do it, dude. That's your prerogative.
Motherfucker!
Right.
So anyway, Miles Factor, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, I got this email the other day. At first, I was fucking amazed that I actually got an email.
You're the first person that's personally gotten an email.
Yeah, you know, I was shocked. I thought maybe someone had sent out this email en masse, you know, but apparently Mr. White and, oh, that's right, Big City doesn't have a Big City.
No, he's got an account.
You've got an account now?
I don't know where it is. You guys, you never told me, Mr. White.
Dude, I sent you directions, man.
Oh, that was what that was?
Yeah.
I thought you were just
spamming. You know where it said email account, name, login, URL?
I thought that was just spam that you were, like, annoying me with. I was like, yeah, whatever. Leave me alone.
Yeah, the subject line, this is how to access your new email account for the radio show, and you fucking asshole. You thought it was just spam?
Doesn't mean anything. Who reads subjects?
This is true.
Yeah, this apparently is an email to me from Albino Man.
Albino Man?
Albino Man, yes.
I don't have any white eclipse.
So I'm going to read his email here and see what you guys have to say to Albino Man. And here is the text. Yo, what's up? Your show kicks ass. You guys are so effing funny. You guys rock out loud, and anyone who says otherwise should burn in hell. Anyway, I just recently caught your episode 8, so sorry if I'm not up to date. Your sound effects are fucking hilarious. Play that STFU one if you would. That'd be awesome. Do you guys use sharing progs? I use LimeWire, Shareza, BearShare, and Whereis. What do you guys use? If you don't, why not? Do you think that file sharing is wrong? I think it's wrong, but I still use it. Basically, because it gets me my music. If that fails, I buy it. If it works, I use it. Why not do you think it's wrong? Thanks a lot, guys. At least you have one guy you know will be listening to your show and not just be criticizing it. Oh yeah, be sure to check out my website if it's not still down. It's www.compisus.tk. Sorry. Comp is us. It's a cool website. Be sure to check it out. IG2G. I'll be waiting for your next broadcast. See ya, Albino Man.
Shut the fuck up! Well, there's a clip. Hey, did he use AimSpeak or no? Because you read it like AimSpeak.
No, that's just how the email's written, man. Oh, that's how people write emails.
Well, yeah. I wasn't sure. Did he use use for you or you for you? Like Y-O-U-U?
No, he used English words.
All right, word.
He didn't use AimSpeak.
Like I just wanted to know. Offhand.
No, this is how the emails... I think we should read all emails exactly how they come in.
Oh, I'm definitely...
Why, you haven't been doing it like that?
Well, I was kind of
You paraphrase an email?
Well, Come on, man. You're a man who doesn't believe in censorship. How you be paraphrasing our fan's emails?
No, I didn't.
Emails?
Shut the fuck up. Play the clip.
All your data belong to us.
What is that? That's the wrong clip, you bastard.
All your data belong to us.
That's you, Mr. White. I now own you.
All your data belong to us.
Anyway, which clip did you want to hear? Shut the fuck up?
Yeah, play the STFU one for Albino Man.
Well, I have two.
Shut up, you fuck.
Play the other one.
Shut up, you fuck.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
No, I didn't mean to say paraphrasing, but trying to say it in full sentences when it wasn't, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Oh, you see, I'm not nice like that, so if you email me in the future, I will read it exactly as you fucking wrote it. And if you're embarrassed by that or think I'm an asshole, fucking learn how to write better.
What?
Stop clicking that damn pen.
Oh, are you picking that up?
Yeah.
Sorry. WCF, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. We played the clip for him. Okay, you guys' opinions on file sharing. Let's hear it.
I guess I'll go first. I don't do file sharing.
Why?
Because I don't want all that fucking shit coming down the pipe aside from the files. Because I do believe it's illegal. I don't think it's right. But you know what? I mean, like, when it comes to this show, I mean, we have, you know, now that we have sound effects, probably hundreds of copyright violations every show.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think stuff like this is fair use. I mean, songs we play, you know, the Rage song in the beginning, the songs we end the show with, we normally don't even play the whole thing. I mean, we could be sued for it all, but, you know, fuck it. I think it's fair use. I don't think it's, you know, it's wrong. But as far as music and stuff, I just like buying the CDs. I don't like downloading songs. I just don't like going on that route. I like getting an album and the whole thing, and that's that. So if someone asked me to burn them a disc, I don't give them a story about how it could be 15 years in jail and $150,000 fine and just give them the fucking CD, you know? It's yeah, just, I don't... I probably might use it more if it wasn't, you know, the digital equivalent of banging everything in a whorehouse every single night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, with no rubber on.
Yeah, between spyware and just viruses and just fucking shit.
There was a lot of shit floating around on those peer networks, even when I was downloading some stuff. Fucking not even copyright shit, like legal fucking programs that happen to be distributed through fucking BitTorrent fucking viruses.
Yeah.
Isn't that, you know, yeah, fucking I mean, assholes loading up.
Like, BitTorrent, I think, is an excellent thing. I mean, I think file sharing networks are, they're, you know, they're just cool things. I mean, they're, the technology's cool. I mean, the guys behind Skype, you know, the VoIP stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Skype? They... You know, they started with Kazaa, I think it was.
Kazaa.
And they basically made Kazaa, the file and sharing network, as a way to test out P2P, the whole P2P subsystem, which they're licensing out. I mean, the stuff for, like, real legitimate use, P2P stuff, is cool and has cool possibilities. Like, you know, I mean, BitTorrent and stuff, I mean, there's 95% illegal activity on it, but actually using it, like, for... new ISO images for Linux distributions and shit like that. I mean, it's cool because everyone could get it. It's you know, it's just, it's a cool technology, I think, you know.
Right. Big City, what do you have to say?
I don't usually file share anything.
You kidding me? You rape and pillage more than any person I ever met in my life.
I mean, I don't share anything that I have. I take. I don't give.
Yeah.
I just take. Never give. But I use... Instead of P2P servers, I use PVP servers when I take, which is a little different than P2P, you know, peer-to-peer. I'm more peer versus peer servers, where we fight it out for the clip. And then once we get the clip, you know, the victor gets the clip, and that's the way I roll. I don't do the P2P. None of this share stuff. It's more like file taking. I'm a file taker, not a sharer. So no, I don't believe in sharing. I believe in taking, because I am a dominant person, stealing. I'm an electronically dominant being.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to say I personally am along the same lines as Mr. White is with his feelings on that. After all, we kind of grew up together in the Napster age. Then we, yeah. And, I can't believe, I feel dirty saying the Napster age.
Yeah, the Napster age. Napster's the only P2P software I've ever actually installed. After that, I was on Nap for a couple months, and it just never took with me, and that was it.
You never had Huzzah? Kazaa, yeah. I just want to say Huzzah. Huzzah! Huzzah!
Well, okay, you know, that's it, Mr. Albino Man.
The end.
Yeah, go check out this dude's website, www.compisus.com. .tk.
Yeah,
I didn't look
out.
At it.
He says it's cool. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will. So there you go, man. There's your email. Thanks for writing me, I guess.
All right. And the show got a couple emails. Oh.
We got more email?
Yeah,
oh, dude, we got a couple more, man.
Holy crap. I didn't even check my box because I thought it was spam.
This is a great week for email. But while I'm thinking about it, I was listening to like episode 6 or something. I think it was 6 last week. And we were talking, and Malice Factor said RJ15 plug instead of an RJ11 with regards to a telephone line connector. We're talking about networking and RJ45. You said RJ15.
Instead of RJ11.
Yeah, and I picked up on it and said RJ15 right afterwards, and I was listening to it, and I'm like, fuck, someone listening to this we want to sound like a couple of noobs, so.
Man, so who fucking emailed us and called us a couple of noobs, man?
Nobody, man. They're probably scared of you, dude.
Nobody called me out for saying RJ15 instead of RJ11.
I guess so. Nobody wins that prize for finding the one error we make per show.
Yeah, no one found out the dyslexic fuck-up I did.
But, yeah, just put it out there.
A couple episodes ago.
We do know it's RJ11 plug. So, anyway.
No idea.
So, we got an email. You remember last show, Blix there?
Yep.
Asking us what kind of geek we are and stuff. He sent us a follow-up. It says, Blix equals not a D&D player, ... but, ... I'll say I'm a 12th level paladin, ... In the spirit of reading emails, exactly how they come in.
It's the road of the righteous.
Thanks for the shout-out. I enjoyed the geek to D&D talk. Although I did not mean for you guys to compare yourselves to D&D characters. What I was trying to say, although not well, was how there are all kinds of geeks out there, as in the fact that there are D&D geeks as well as computer geeks and gamer geeks, along with many other kinds. But anyways, it was fun to listen to you and glad I could add to your show. P.S. I am in fact a guy, ... So that could... So I guess that clarifies that question. Just so you know. Oh, and about you having 5 listeners, ... I'll be honest, ... I have no clue how many there are, ... I was just throwing out that number, ... Hope there are a few more.
Damn it.
Because the show is cool. So, yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I had someone listen to the show, and that person was listening to it, and she automatically said, you know, we're a bunch of fucking noobs, and we completely didn't answer that person's email question from last time, you know, and I said, shut the fuck up, bitch. You don't know what you're talking about. Actually, I didn't really say that.
No, because she would have kicked your ass.
Yeah, she would have. But we were perfectly aware that we weren't answering your real question. We just chose to answer it in that way because that's what we wanted to do. Is this the same person that wrote the email last time? Or
yes, the same person.
I wasn't really listening.
Yeah, Blix. So thanks to Blix for the follow-up. We got one here from Mark with a UK address. It says, love the show. What?
Huh?
It says, love the show, keep up the good work. So thanks for dropping us a shout-out, Mark, from the UK. And we got one from Steve, President, TDI Enterprises, Incorporated.
Is he suing us?
yeah, pretty much, for all the copyright violations. No.
File stealing.
Dude is, like, president of an incorporated, so that's pretty big right there. I mean, you know. But anyway, it says, thought you guys would like this. Oh, and ... Great show, ... about 20 more times. So what it is it actually pictures of Bell South central offices, COs from Mississippi and Louisiana after the hurricane. All flooded out. So,
excellent.
I'm going to try and get these up on the website and share them with everybody. If you want to just see some Bell South central offices flooded underwater.
Excellent. Yeah. Man, you don't have to do like punctuation points, you know.
I never heard a paraphrase punctuated.
Yeah. But so that was our reader interaction, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so since this is probably the interaction segment or something, let me give a shout-out to my friend out there, Ash Nye, of the FTR Militia. He does a podcast. That's their word, not mine. They call it a podcast.
Oh.
All right. Called Offbeat News. News, not nose. Offbeat News, and it's pretty much the most offensive thing that you will ever hear.
It is. It's offensive, disgusting, degrading.
terrible, just terrible show.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, it is. It's just absolutely disgusting. But if you like that type of stuff, it is funny as hell.
Yeah,
and you can get that from
www.fortherecord.ws, which is the correct URL.
Unlike when they shouted us out and gave the wrong URL for our show. But anyway. Yeah, if you like disgusting, degrading, and all that stuff, it is definitely funny.
Hey, can I give a shout-out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sweet. Hang on. All right.
El Diablo.
All right, that's it. That was my whole shout-out. That's all I
El
got.
El Diablo.
All right. Righteous.
El Diablo.
Wait, I thought I had a...
Didn't you have another email or something?
Yeah, shit. Was there another email?
Is another one from Flix?
No, wait, that was it. No, I think that was it.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was it.
All right. That's that, then.
What's with the cave noise?
Yeah, I feel like I'm playing Snake Eater right now,
because we're looking for something, and we haven't found anything. We're looking for the other email, but we didn't find it.
You realize you're not that loud?
Nah, it depends how close I make love to this microphone. You want me to get closer, man? I'll just turn my levels up. How about now? Am I louder? Loud.
Yeah,
loud,
now
loud.
You're better. I think people probably didn't hear anything you had said before.
No, you can hear me. It's just you don't want to.
As a matter of fact, that person I supposedly called a bitch last time, she mentioned that, you know, you were too soft.
Yeah.
It needed to be louder.
Yeah, you definitely were soft last time, but we'll work on that. You know?
Yeah, I try to stay in the background. I don't want to come to the forefront.
All right, so news stories the last 2 weeks. There's actually been stuff going on.
Yeah, something that... something that Albino Man might want to pay attention to. I see the news item you got there, man.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of file sharing, 8 charged in L.A. in illegal release of latest Star Wars film. 8 people were charged with the involvement in a legal release of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Impressive.
Yes, it was. Because what was actually occurred to catch these people was a chain of events that started at a post-production facility, ended with the film being shown on the internet the day before worldwide release, which of course everyone and their fucking grandmothers watched. Not that it made an impact on sales, because, you know, people watched it and still went to see the movie. But anyway, charges were handed down from the U.S. attorney proved that forensic markings on screeners and early copies of movies are doing their job locating movie pirates. Pretty much the copies that were taken were... The copies that were taken were marked with some kind of markings, and so they were able to basically track down where the thing was leaked.
That's cheap.
And go back. So all you movie pirates out there, just remember that next time Lucas releases a movie, he's got more money than God
fuck a couple guys. Yeah, so you better beware when you fucking download Willow 2 or Indiana Jones 4. Your fucking days are numbered, man.
Did he make Willow?
You have no chance.
Yeah, I believe he did.
I did not know that.
Willow 2?
Was it Willow a Lucasfilm project?
I don't know.
Find out.
Yeah, that's your job, Big City.
Yeah, that's... Oh, Mad Mardigan. I can't do a Mad Mardigan impersonation.
That's fine.
All I got is Willow. Yeah, dude, Final Fantasy VII Advent... Children Rising, I don't know what the hell which one it is, but that was a...
Advent Rising was a shitty-ass game.
So it's Advent Children, then. But yeah, that came out, and I tried to buy it, and I couldn't, and then it was on file sharing, but I didn't share it. I didn't steal it.
Yes,
you mean you didn't take it?
I didn't take. I didn't bother.
Why not? You got scared?
Nah, you made me want me to log in, and I don't log into any of that crap. I just went back to playing video games.
Yeah, more worthwhile, pursuit.
Right. At least I was going to become level, 36.
In what?
No, nothing. I actually... playing WoW. But, yeah.
Oh, you were playing World of Warcraft, huh?
Yeah, I was. I play it. I'll admit it.
Hey, look at this. At the tail end of that Star Wars thing, it says here, in an unrelated case, Ronald Redding, 37, of MD. Is that Maryland?
Yeah.
I don't know my state codes. Was charged Tuesday with giving his copy of Million Dollar Baby to a friend. Redding faces a misdemeanor charge of willfully infringing on a copyright by distributing the film by giving it to his friend. Man, I can't talk tonight. I'm freaking. It also says on another completely unrelated case, someone else in California was charged for trafficking counterfeit DVD labels.
You damned fool!
Wow, that's one hell of a thing to go to jail for, huh?
DVD labels?
Right? What you tell? I would have labels. To make something up if I was sent to prison on a felony charge of, like...
I just thought it was all, like, DVD labels and stuff. All that stuff was made in China. I think people in California, United States, actually sold, like, fake DVD labels.
I thought it was just, like, a silk screen or something they put right on the DVD. Or, like, blank labels? Are we talking...
What the fuck good is a blank label, you schmuck?
Well, that's what I mean.
How could you counterfeit a blank
label? But how the hell do you get, like, a silkscreen label off... Yeah, that's why this story makes no sense to me.
I don't know, man. Whatever. It's a blib in the back of that Star Wars thing. It's whatever.
I thought we were done with the Star Wars item.
We are. We're moving on to the next one.
I thought the Widow comic killed
right
that
up,
one.
Yeah, right up...
Oh, I had a Star Wars quote, too.
You know, shut up when you're thinking about what sound effects to play. We don't need the narration.
You are in command now, Admiral.
Yeah. I found it.
All right. Anyway, this is right up your alley, Big City. Digital Plague hits online game World of Warcraft.
Yeah, did you hear about this, man, while you were playing it?
Did you die?
Yeah, did you get hit with the plague?
Did you get the Digital Plague?
No, I wasn't on during the time, because I only can play on weekends now, because my life sucks.
A digital virus spread by terrorists left bodies on the streets and cities quarantined by the government.
I saw pictures.
Did you?
Yeah.
They had pictures of this?
Well, screenshots, yeah.
Really?
And there's just dead bodies everywhere?
Yeah, I'll show you the form after that I saw them in one of IGM's forums. Actually, no, it was on WoW's forums on their community site.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I'll show you after. If I had the internet right now, I'd show you now.
You have the internet right now.
Oh, yeah?
But it's no good bringing it up over there because we can't see it.
Well, maybe you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then.
Woo!
All right. You calm it down.
Right.
So, anyway, this this digital plague was caused by a change to the game. The change giving a monster the ability to curse in-game avatars with self-propagating, albeit temporary, disease. While developers only intended for the disease to affect the group of characters fighting the monster, the infectious malady? What is, I've never seen that word before.
It's a malady.
Malady? What does that mean?
Define? A sickness, man.
It's like a plague.
Okay.
Yeah, a plague. Sickness.
So why can't they just put plague?
Because they need to
get up the
Google keywords, man.
You can't mention the same words all the time.
Quickly became a tool in the hands of malicious players known as griefers. Griefer.
Yeah, are you a griefer, man?
No, I don't play that way.
All right.
Do you know anyone who's a griefer?
Nah, I usually just ignore them.
Did you know they were called griefers?
Yeah.
Who came up with that?
Well, like, they'll also, like, corpse... they'll camp your corpse and shit like that. Stupid stuff.
Camp your corpse?
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, from
like
the old days
have
of
sex
ever...
sex with your dead character body?
In the old days of ever... Like, you when you die in WoW, you're dead... You've got to go back to your body and, like, resurrect yourself. And in player versus player environments where you can be attacked by any player that's of the other side. You know, so you'll be dead on the ground. He'll come and kill somebody, or you'll be alive just killing monsters, you know, leveling, going through the grind. And then some dude will come up and just kill you out of the blue, and you'll be like, what the fuck, man? Then you're going to have to, you're resurrected in, like, a city, a graveyard, and you're going to have to run back from the graveyard to your corpse to get resurrected, because you can't be resurrected unless you're near your body. But that dude will just wait by your body. He'll corpse camp you and just wait there for you to come resurrected. Then he'll just kill you again. And he'll just keep doing that, you know, causing for you to have a shitty day. And you're not supposed to do that. That's why you're a griefer.
Ah.
Have you ever done that even once?
No.
Would you like to do that?
Not really.
Why not?
I'm not a malicious person like that. Okay. Plus, I got better things to do with my time than sit around just killing stupid level low-level players.
I hear you. I understand that logic.
I mean...
How long have you been playing WoW?
Not long. I'm not that far into it either, because I never have time to play anymore. I played EverQuest for years. WoW, I just haven't had...
Which one's better?
EQ's more addictive. Big time.
I can't handle when he says WoW.
WoW?
Because I think he's actually saying WoW and not abbreviating World of Warcraft. So when he's like, when the player is WoW, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, WoW.
WoW. So anyway, so these griefers apparently went, fought this monster on purpose to get this goddamn plague, and then just teleported themselves into cities and just infected people, like... You know,
it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
if I played MMOs, like, to quote Jeremy, if I my nutsack fell off and I started playing MMOs, I would do something like that. As it is, I limit my time to getting my fucking ass kicked in Halo 2.
You play online?
I do play online, yes.
See, I never played online.
And I lose every fucking time. Every match. I get owned.
Owned?
Owned.
Nice.
I wonder how many people got hit with that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So, I know quite a few people that actually do play World of Warcraft. WoW.
WoW.
And I wonder if any of them have ever encountered a griefer or perhaps suffered from this plague.
Dude, it happens really often, griefers. They're common all over the place.
Yeah, dude, it's just like, I mean, the only thing I really played online extensively was Diablo. And fucking just player killers, man. People would just run hacks. Yeah, just run hacks, get all kinds of stupid shit. You know, you have like 60 billion strength and your character's level 1 and you have a, you know.
Yeah, I believe that's what soured you on.
Yeah, it's just fucking dumb, man. Like... You know, so I got, like, whooped up, like, numerous times just trying to, like, play online and stuff. And so I'm like, nah, I'm not going to play online. And I'm like, so I go and grab this software and load my dude up and just go and just kill some random person I found there just to, you know, experience it. And I'm just standing there, and after I just ran up and just whooped them up like nothing. And I'm just like, it was fucking dumb.
Lost its appeal.
Yeah. It was just dumb, and that's when I stopped playing Diablo 2.
At that very moment, like
pretty much, like
I
went back to it, but it was just an ex-girlfriend at that point. I mean, it was just over with.
Yeah, you know, does Blizzard even release new games? Ever?
Yeah, they made WoW.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it took them like 5 fucking years.
Yeah, but that's a pretty big endeavor.
Dude, it definitely like revolutionized. It took everything
Big
that
City's life.
Great. It took everything that was great from EverQuest and used it and then just made it better.
Yeah, but you see, they probably could have done that a lot quicker than the fucking 10 years it took them to develop that code. And, like, look how long it's taking them to come up with Ghost. I started seeing previews for Ghost, like,
yeah,
4 fucking years ago.
At least.
Yeah, I mean, but that's...
Might as well just release it on next-gen consoles.
It's coming out real soon, right? Or is it out already?
Yeah, real soon.
No, I saw...
I mean, you just... Yeah, I think game companies just have to do that, man.
Man, and where the fuck is, you know, StarCraft 2, man? It's been a long-ass time since we've had... Fuck
World. Dude, when they run out of everything else, man, they'll come out with StarCraft 2.
You know, that's what I'm fucking waiting for. What I've been waiting for since 97.
Yeah, they probably started making it, and then, like, EverQuest hits, and it's huge, so they're like, oh... Why don't we change focus? And because real-time strategy is dead now, so we'll just make this massively. But, I mean, when it comes to that game, it's not only making the game, but you got to think about all the server hardware and all that shit they got going on.
No, fuck them.
Infrastructure, you know what I mean?
I don't have to think about any of that stuff. I'm just a mindless consumer. fucking angry at this company for not bringing out more products for me to waste my money on.
Well, they actually probably have money to hire more than 10 developers to get stuff done.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
So, I
mean, think about
it,
like, ID has, I mean, there's only, like, what, 30 people that work for ID?
Yeah, and, like, half that people are, like, the fucking mailroom staff.
Yeah. You know, there's, like, Carmack and one other guy coding up, like, Doom 3, you know, that's it.
Yeah, well, Carmack, like, works, like, 120 hours a week.
Or not at all.
Or not at all, one or the other.
Yeah. He's probably sitting on a beach, like, getting, like, video feeds of meetings into his, like, fucking pocket PC or something. You know what I mean?
Use the Apple jargon.
I don't know it, man. I will never use Apple jargon. I'm sorry. Wireless is wireless.
Airport.
Yeah. Try it saying 802.11b. You know what I mean?
All right, so that was two news items. You got all this FBI shit going on, and I kind of read the articles, but...
Well, the problem is they're vague. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, they are vague.
One other quick thing. Novell server attacked. Hackers not playing the game.
Dun-dun-dun.
This was from about 4.5 years ago. Now it's from September, which was like last week.
Big discrepancy, but...
A server at Novell got fucking hacked into and was used to port scan a couple million computers.
Sweet.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Apparently some dudes at Novell found time to set up a game server.
Yeah, apparently they were griefers in World of Warcraft. Yeah,
they set up a game server on Novell's network. At least that's what they're claiming it is. Was a, you know,
what kind of game?
It doesn't say.
It's World of Warcraft.
Sweet.
But, yeah, apparently it's a game server, and someone cracked into that, and they said it wasn't a production or a company server, but
sure.
It was a corporate, it was a game server on the corporate network. Somebody hopped in there, did a couple million fucking
port
scans.
Yeah, see, it says right at the bottom, man. But, what is this? The Neticus Guild described itself as World of Warcraft players.
Someone set up Octobon.
All the way to the bottom there.
Yeah.
See? They're probably the ones behind that fucking plague, man.
Probably.
That plague, I can't find the pics, but they're really funny, man. There's like just whole areas.
Yeah, yeah. Someone out there, find those pics and fucking send them to us. So we can laugh at them.
See, if I try to find the pics, then I'm not going to be doing the clips. I can't do both at once. I'm not a multitasker.
No, I understand. That's understandable.
I understand, man.
You know?
So anyway, I guess we only got like 13 minutes left. So.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, man. Getting email and stuff. I mean, it just keeps it going, you know? Anyway, so this FBI stuff, it says FBI to get veto power over PC software.
Yeah, this was like a inflammatory commentary kind of thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've got a couple other things I haven't read yet, and... But basically what this article is saying that there is a policy document released last Friday, September. Obscure policy document. It's a 3-page policy document. I have it somewhere. I just didn't print it out. And basically what it says is that the FCC, this policy document is from the FCC, thinks you should have the right to use software on your computer only if the FBI approves it. So, this is the policy document. Miles Factor came through with it. Did you read it?
Sort of.
Well, no. Sort of. What did it say?
Did you
policy
really
statement?
Yeah.
That's the only part that I read.
<It's>
He asked me what it said, and that was what I read.
Mind your tongue.
So...
Yeah. Kind of got nothing on that, huh?
Well, I'm kind of reading now.
Well, you can't read it now.
Yeah,
well,
you're
you
supposed
know
to.
What, man? Fuck you, huh? Fuck you. Why don't you read the stories?
Man, I hear that.
Because it's not my job to read stories. It's
man,
just
do
my
I
job
have a
to
feeling
do
that
hey, man, you didn't come through what you're supposed to come through
yeah,
this week.
Yeah, I'll have it at some point.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. No, once you come through, I mean, hopefully, maybe next week we'll have some big stuff. I'm working on a big topic.
2 weeks from now,
yeah.
Man. 2 weeks
from now.
Episode 10. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, double digits.
Double digits. Yeah, I mean, I'm working on like a fairly big topic right now.
Episode 10.
What the fuck are you
10.
Working on?
I gotta talk about it, man.
You're just talking about it now, you prick.
Yeah, no, dude. You know, I'll fill you in later.
Maybe I don't want to be filled in later by you on whatever huge topic you're working on.
I didn't say it was huge. It was just, you know, a topic.
Yeah, you did.
You know.
Thank you.
All right. So anyway, this basically says
let
that.
Let me help you with that.
God, fuck.
I just had it stuffed.
Anyway, yeah, so the FCC says that the FBI should say what you can and can't use on your, you know, computer, and
excellent.
I'm definitely going to be trying to follow that a little bit more closely than I did so far. And
yeah, maybe you can read that article before we do the show next
yeah,
time.
You know, or... I tried, but we're playing with sound effects.
Man,
here,
you were the one who put all
that
shit up onto the site, and then... You didn't even read the articles, man? Like
I did, but it was like in September and stuff last
yeah,
week.
That
so.
Was like 4.5 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I forget these things, dude.
I understand.
My mind capacity is not, you know, we got the 64-bit box, man. I worked on that and then got the Apple. I had to slap an OS X on that and just, you know, all over the place.
That's what that was.
I'm fine with it, man. You just keep on having to make up excuses. You know, you don't have to make excuses up to me. Maybe you have to do it to big city, but not to me.
Anyway, wiretap rules for voice over IP, broadband coming in 2007. So, basically, you know, look out for those wiretaps. Digital wiretaps, which...
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah.
I'm playing sounds. I'm playing sound effects. What? That's a sound effect. I have that sound effect. I'm not actually causing an error. What's going on? Are you guys okay?
Are you okay? I thought system crashes are going
no.
on. Shit.
Yeah, no, I could do that.
That stuff's blowing up over
I know.
There.
Yeah.
When I was making that sound effect, I hit it, and then I was like, what the fuck? What's going on? What just happened? And I'm like looking at, and I had like 9 programs running. I was installing like 2 things at the same time.
What the hell are you installing on my laptop?
No, not on this laptop, on my computer at my house. And I was like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck am I talking about?
What the
there
fuck
it is.
Am I talking about? Man, shut the fuck up.
Anyway, I got it.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, so look out for wiretaps on a, you know, DSL line next near you. Super interesting.
Arm pump action. Yes.
Super interesting. God damn it.
Say exclusive.
Yeah, can you say exclusive this show?
No.
We'll get you to say it.
Google's rolling out Wi-Fi in San Francisco.
Is there any...
Hopefully the nation next, and then...
is that an exclusive plan?
A couple days ago. Did you see this? Google and Sun partnered up to... what the fuck are you doing, man?
I'm just playing sounds.
That's to release the office
it's like background
tools
music.
That you're talking
Open
about.
Office, man.
I thought that was a dupe.
Dupe?
No.
On Slashdot.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, who is the fact checker?
Chubby checker?
What?
Huh?
The fact
Man,
checker.
Man, shut the fuck up.
I thought he said fat checker.
No.
No, no, that's chubby checker. The fat checker.
Fact.
Fact checker.
So we don't look like complete noobs.
Dude, are
we
going to have to kill him?
It's very possible. What's going on with you, man? You're turning into a degenerate over there.
I think we've given him too much power.
Not really.
Or not enough power, are you?
I think he's over there reading, like, the World of Warcraft forum boards. And
no,
are you posting on there, man?
And just randomly hitting sound effects so it pretends like he's still paying attention.
Yeah, I'm listening. What are you talking about, huh? What's going on here? What's the subject?
What's the time on the show, actually?
We gotta actually end soon. I do know that.
Okay, well, my final item. Item.
Oh.
Han Solo smuggles Nintendo specifications for the Revolution.
Who the hell's Han Solo?
He's a actor who flew the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, you know.
Star Wars 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I know that, but how does he smuggle?
Fucking dude, you know who Han Solo
is? I know who Han Solo is in Star Wars is, but obviously he's not smuggling.
Well, apparently,
he's a Corellian. Flew a modified Corellian freighter. Model number YT-1300.
Apparently, it's supposedly a Factor 5 employee who smuggled out these specs onto the G4TV.com forums. Factor 5 obviously is denying that. It's one of its employees that leaked out these specs.
G4TV?
Yeah, G4TV.
Man.
G4 Tech TV?
Yeah, no, don't even get me started, man.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say the specs out on the air because I don't believe in specs, you know. And it's probably not true anyway, so I'm not going to waste your time saying that. But you can find them if you, you know, use a search engine.
Well, Big City was asking me the other day about cell processors and the new PlayStation.
Yeah, I read up a little more on that, too.
Yeah? Did you find out anything interesting?
It's actually the architecture that's running the whole thing.
Super interesting?
It's very super interesting.
But say exclusive, man.
No. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Mr. White,
is there like hardware that's only used
on the Apple? Proprietary,
like proprietary.
Oh man,
sorry about that.
Who the hell just smashed your face to a microphone?
I'm sorry.
Ow. I think that's all for tonight.
Look, I'm not gonna say that word, okay?
What word?
Huh? What's the word?
Whatever.
Why do you want me to say that word anyway?
Just say it.
No.
It'll be funny if you say exclusive.
Yeah, it'll just be funny.
It won't be funny, because you're going to take that and edit it with a whole bunch of other things to make one giant long sound clip.
I've got a really great sentence that I put together of you talking that I just need the word exclusive for. It's the only word that fits.
You're not getting it.
Come on, say it.
Nah.
Well, you can take my voice and...
I could probably edit it.
Yeah, you could.
Well, you said it a lot, too.
Yeah, I did say it a lot. You can have me saying exclusive like 5 times in a row.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for this episode.
Yeah, that's it for episode 9, the fuck sword episode.
thanks to everybody for sending us email.
To Albino Man and Blix once again. And
Mr. President from TGI Industries Incorporated.
Mark from the United Kingdom.
Yeah, Mark from the UK. Yeah, no. Thanks, everybody, for sending us email. You can send us email at fbillradio.com.
You can also send it to us individually.
Well, shout it, man.
www.jeffiscool.com. I stole a bunch of shit from there.
All right, Jeff is cool.
Right, I just want to give him the proper shout out for me stealing shit to, you know, from.
Yeah, here's a shout out to Novell, the dude who set up that game server.
Yeah.
Good work, guys.
Yeah, shout out to the Griefers on WoW. And, you can download the show from fbillradio.com because I don't know where you get it from.
That's a shout out to all Apple employees as well. Good job, guys.
Apple employee shout out? This is Apple employee friendship day.
Keep on wearing those nano keychains around your neck.
And those...
The lanyards, whatever they are.
Yeah. Definitely. Yep.
What are those hats that they wear that they all wear backwards? Like you're an artsy person if you wear that hat backwards?
What, a Kangol?
You have one of those, Mr. White, those hats that...
Yeah, but I don't wear it backwards, though.
You should have.
It's just a tweed hat.
You should wear it while we're taping.
No, I definitely would not wear it backwards.
How come you didn't wear your sunglasses today?
I got them. I just didn't wear them.
Yeah, put them on.
Why?
I'm on you too.
Does it do anything for you? No?
No, take them off.
Yeah. I look a little too European with them on. I was trying to go steer clear of European look today.
You succeeded.
Thanks. I got one goal down. That's all that really matters.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, I'm Malice Factor.
I'm not.
And I'm Mr. White.
You going to say later or no?
Later.
Later.
I'm
I'm an outlaw.
Quick on the draw.
Something you never seen before.
You've never seen.
And I hear a motherfucker that come in my face. I got something chrome. And I got it from home.
And
it ain't a microphone.
It ain't a mic.
And I hear a motherfucker that come in my face. It's so real. How I feel. It's just the same. That makes a nigga wanna kill. Oh, you straight ill. Riding my motorcycle down the street. They sounded like strippers to me. They sang it when I was giving.
Ooh, baby, you want me? Ooh, baby, you want me? Ooh, baby, you want me? Well, you can get this lap dance here for free. You can get this lap dance here for free. Well, you can get this lap dance here for free. Ooh, baby, you want me? Well, you can get this lap dance here for free.
It's a raw night.
It's a raw night.
Who wants the bar fight?
Who wants the bar fight?
Well, come on, all right.
Well, come on.
And I got a motherfucker that come in my face. Baseball bats. I got something for that. It goes black like a cat.
You know what that is.
So I got a motherfucker that come in my face. So real. How I feel. Is this society that makes a nigga wanna kill? Or just straight ill. Riding my motorcycle down the streets. While the government is sounding like strippers to me.